Love, welcome to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. My name is Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven. Peace and love, Madam Heaven.
Yes, peace and love, Madam Shabazz. How are you?
I am absolutely amazing today, as I reach toward amazement every day. How are you on this wonderful Wednesday?
Yes, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine as well. And Manataka, Shalom, Assalamu Alaikum, Dolch Di Dolch, I like to say in the languages of peace to all our viewers in the universal language today, as our subject is love.
Love indeed. And today is Wednesday, May the 15th, 2013. This number of the day sits on a 17, making it a 8. And what a very powerful number. If you look into the 8, you'll see that it is the two threes meeting together as one, meaning the double confirmation that you're at the right place at the right time in the right situation in your life, that you are the two pyramids sitting upside down, one upside, one each of the other. What is that? That is what the star of
yes.
David, our number. Put yourself in the middle and look at the energy of the 8, meaning the serpent energy, how it intertwines into one another, meaning it is the 360 degrees of oneself. The 6 and the 3 is a 9, bringing us to the evolution of ourselves, which is what we're talking about today, that love. And of course, you know, you see the square in the 8, you have two squares. Well, sis, that's you and I. We both sitting on the square in the number 8. and you flow into the laws of harmony. My goodness, what a powerful number, my sister. What you got to say about the number 8 today?
Well, yes, Madame Shabazz, as you said, the number 8, you see, as you said, the 3 and the 3 of the connectors, not a disconnect. And you see the 3 plus the 3 makes 6, but even the word David, meaning the star, in the Hebrew and the Aramaic, this, the name Dawood. So as we look at the word what, da, and look at the wood, but the wood would be who? It would be you and I. And as we go into the universal principles that we say, stand on the square today, that you will open and eye the minds of our people. And we say we are the first international online school, that we will open up the universal principles. And that word, stand on a square, to everyone. So as we bring you in on this mothership, come on in and let's break down the word L-O-V-E, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, my sister, we here at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network are the school of thought based on those 4 L's, land, language, law, and love. And we have a very exciting lesson today. Our lesson breaks down, in fact, if you can follow us, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and start looking for your paper and pen. I'm just going to talk about what the lesson is. That is love plus lust plus life plus lesson equal listen. Catch the energy of the conversation by being a fisher of words. The seal is your attention to the conversation. Who or what has your heart, has your brain. So today we're going to have an exciting journey about around love, the evolution of oneself. So you are tuned in to the blogtalkradio.com and listening to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network. If you have any questions for us today, comments or observations, you can call us at 323-927-2927. And we are so happy that you joined us today. And we will take a short break. And we're going to come right back, so grab your paper, your pen, so that you can share this lesson with us on this mighty Wednesday. Hold on, and we will be right back. Welcome back. You are tuned into the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network with the Winnam U and the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language. And today, man, we are tackling love. So let's say that school is in. Madame Madam Heaven, let's get about this lesson that we have planned for today, sis. How about if we start with the title of what we're talking about? Let's start with the love, lust, life lesson equal listen. How about that? Would you like to start off with that, my dear sister?
Why, yes, Madam Shabazz. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, my sister. Well, why don't we start with just kind of looking at each individual word and see what are some of the hidden messages in the words that we are talking about. Of course, we have examined the word love quite a bit, and we want to, even though we've examined it on several occasions, there's still so much energy in that word because it always, people are always looking for love. So, you know, there's a lot of untapped, unresolved, lots of issues around the word love. And just to look at it for today, the way that I would like to look at this word is to just break it in half, L-O and then the V-E, so that we can look at it from both perspectives, looking at it from the L-O representing the low vibration of the word love, and the V-E for the evolution of the higher vibration of the love. And if you look into the word lust, L-U-S-T, and if you read it from the right to the left, you will see the word T-Sol. And look at that word, and one of the hidden messages in that word is take the number, the letter T, which is the number two, for it has two number ones, the one up at the top and the one at the bottom, looking like a cross. And then you have the S and the y'all. So the two shall y'all, two see y'all, so that you can see the y'all, the you and the other person. So the two represents that, because in order to create a lust, a luxurious, a good, happy place, not lust like most of us think of lust, like, ooh, you know, you're going to be struck down by a lightning type of lust, but a lust as in having to have the joy of something, and usually the lust that you need in your relationship is to be the two of y'all, so y'all can have that S, that serpent energy that entwines one another. And look at the word life, L-I-F-E. And if you challenge yourself to continue with the process of looking into the hidden messages of words, read it from the right to the left, and you see E-F-I-L. Well, the E is the number four, representing the square of yourself, and the fill, meaning that you must be filled with your own luster. You must be filled with your own loveliness. You must be filled with the land of yourself. You must understand the language of yourself. You must go into your universal temple and tap on your heart and bring out the laws of yourself. And when you evolve, you have the love that you need. Therein is the E equal and the four for the four of the squares of yourself. And the lesson, turn lesson around the other way, reading it too from the right to the left, and you will see N-O-S-S-E-L. So you see again, no S. S being who? Back to the self, back to the serpent energy within yourself. And the S-E-L for the seal, or the L for the of who? The of you, to always get your lessons. Because life is what? Nothing but lessons. You take the lessons and you correct them just like you do as if you are taking a test. You can get the lesson on the test. How did you score? That's why you get tests, so you'll know, can you move to the next direction? So our experiences in life are our lessons of life. This puts us in the listening category. Because when you listen, you have to list, L-I-S-T, into the conversation of the person that you are speaking with. And the L-I-S-T is the basis of you finding the rhythm of the conversation that you catch when you're speaking with someone. And it allows you to catch the balance so that you and the person can be in balance with one another. And it gives you the harmonies of flow so that you can list in, E-N-I-N, to the conversation at hand. This will allow you to catch the energy of the conversation. You become a fisher of words because you are springing out the net of your mind to catch the words. And if you challenge yourself again to see the word listen going from the right to the left, you'll see that net. N-E-T, which is your energy that is catching the conversation. And you'll see that seal, the S-I-L, which is giving you the ability to flow within yourself, to be the seal of the conversation, to say that you are no longer in the understanding of a conversation that you're having with someone. Now you become in the understanding of the seal of your heart because you're taking that person, life, and breath seriously, and so you come into the upstanding. This is the foundation of the love, the lust, the life, the lesson, which equals listening. My sister, talk about the title, my sister.
Well, yes, Madam Shabazz, as you broke it down so profoundly, and as that word profoundly, in that word L-O of the low equals the V-E. So let's look in every one, because as a person, place, or thing, that word L-O-V-E, that we all put energy in. And as we break down the balance, everything has an input and an output that we call the negra nora, the dark energy and the light energy, like the night and the day, does not exist without one and the other. So as we break down L-O-V-E, why is this word applied to every person, place, or thing with the same energy? Where is the balance of the word to have the equal, as you said, on both sides? When you take it and you apply it to everything that exists in your existence, that you can take four letters, one word, with that word, what? Consciousness. Look at that first part, con, of the subconscious. So let's again examine these words, the hidden messages, and let's break down word for word so our viewers and our listeners, that they can get their pencil and pens and paper, and they too can dissect every word that we say, Madam Shabazz.
Yes, ma'am, and sis, why it is so essential to us to go back and challenge ourselves to start looking at the words. I realize that it could be quite intimidating when you consider the fact that people start their educational process in institutions normally anywhere between the age of 3 to 5 up until where they are. And that makes it look as if there is so much more for them to learn. But the key ingredient for us all to remember is that absolutely everything in the creation that we know of today, we have been taught it to be, we've been taught the opposite way. So it's important that you challenge yourself, even if you just take a word a day, or take a word a week, take a word a month. You can go at your own pace, But, of course, you know, it's better that you challenge yourself to do something. In fact, while you're sitting in front of the televised vision, allowing it to tell you a story will take a word or two off of a commercial and challenge yourself with that particular word to see it differently, to allow it to elevate into you differently. But you must begin somewhere. Somewhere, if you want to evolve, you have to do something different. Take a different action, a opposite action than you normally take to get the results. So, yes, ma'am, my sister, yes, it may seem like it's a lot of work to take the words and do a lot with them. But, hey, have fun. This is our life. Who is in charge of this life except us to be responsible for moving ourselves in a higher dimension into a higher space? So, yes, my sister, thank you so very kindly for talking about that love, lust, and life lesson. Let me ask you about the word lust, because that energy, that word energy of the word lust seems to kind of throw people a little bit. In my essence of when I think of that word lust, I truly don't think of it as being a something that is sinful. I look at that word and I see that it has a energy that will ignite. I see it as a fire. How about having a relationship that does not have any fire in it? So you no longer have a lust for one another. You no longer have a desire for one another. You become on the side of love. On which side of the love do you come on? You usually go on the side of the L-O, meaning the low side. So that lust is absolutely necessary to kind of keep the fire burning, to keep the chakra system moving, to move that vibration that is usually that lust began in the lower chakra. But the powerful thing about lust is that you can move that energy up to the heavens of yourself, meaning your crown chakra. Yes, ma'am, my sister, please talk about that word lust.
Well, Madam Shabazz, as you said, that the word lust is an energy. And so we have to look at words, as you say, they both have a dark side and a light side. So first let's break down that word. The L-U either equals what? The street or the saint. So it can go into the L-U, can go into the low, as you said, chakra, to bring it up to that word of the S-T, which equal a saint or equals being on the street. So as we go into that energy again as that word love, well, we have to look at the energy and focus on these words and who taught you these words and their meanings. Because was it a lust to have a love of a human being, the word when I'm you, meaning new human, you new beginning of that word, was it a lust energy, meaning was it an energy of attraction? Or was the energy that someone felt that, yes, they wanted that energy and they took that energy or made an illusion of that energy for that person to say, yes, I must have this energy? Because everything you have to look at, again, where is the balance in the word? So when you look again at those two words, love and lust, and even how a what being looks at him or herself to say, was I born out of love? Or was I born out of a desire? So, again, as we examine these words to break them down, the energies, and where is the balance in these words, Madame Shabazz?
Well, sis, you said either you're born out of love or desire. But so is it not that you want to have the desires of your heart? Is it not that it's the concentration of the desires that bring you the things that you want to have forward into your life? So if lust is equated to desire, then what is love equated to? If you can say that lust equals desire, and everybody, not everybody, but many people are looking for their heart desires to come true, because that is actually the way that the universe has spun it for us is to live the heart desire, the natural heart desires. But so where does that come back to that question? Where does what does love people to?
Well, yes, Madam Shabazz, that's why we said that we have to take words apart and examine words. Because
yes.
even with that word that you look at love, that people equate everything to, but if they say, talking about the negative nor, if we have to say one is positive and one is the negative, that they would say the love what would be the positive and the lust would be the negative. Well, that's like I said, let's examine these words. Because is it not that desire, is it not that energy that makes an attraction in the word love? Because people say, for instance, to get married, well, I'm going to marry you because I love you. But then on the other hand, I'm going to marry you and beat you upside your head and kill you because I love you. So that's why I say, again, look at the energy and the definition, and I take that word again, love, to go to the next step of the word that we said lust. So is that a reality word of the word L-O-V-E that the energy is the same? Is that word L-O-V-E looking at the next step to the energy of the lust? Well, which comes first? Which comes second? Because if we say extending from the word love first, again, putting that L-O-V-E, putting those four letters on every energy and every motion and every step that you take. So is that a realistic word to just describe on one level or one behavior, Madam Shabazz?
Very good question. Question for anyone that has wants to call in with a question, comment, or observation. Tell us about your reality of love. Is that a realistic thought process that we have that we're holding on to about loving everyone, you know, kumbaya, my Lord, whatever? Since we're going to take a short break and we're going to come right back and we're going to move on and to the next move on section. So hold on, my family, and we will be right back.
He takes the world for the good things found. If he is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend. He puts her down.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the new ATL. I am Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and you are tuned in to the Blog Talk Radio. Please visit us at our website at www.seeddropperhomeschoolnetwork.com. www.thefeminineblog.com and register and tell us what you think about us, about our programming and our school. Our opening day is May 29th. We will do a webinar along with the Blog Talk Radio at the exact same time. So we are very excited about that. Sis?
Yes, you Madam Shabazz.
You strapped in, let's move.
Yes, because you know how we are all always strapped in and ready to take this ride and go into the dome room. So we ask our viewers, yes, to strap yourself in and come on this mothership into the vortex in the rooms of the what? Of the dome rooms. Because if you don't what? Have dome free, you don't have freedom.
Absolutely. And as you say, this part that we want to talk about right now is move on plus remove equal motion. Immediately think the opposite. You want to talk about that, sis? Exactly what do we mean in saying that? What is it? What is the thought process that we have around this particular subject?
Well, yes, madam, as you open and what we talked about, even the Star David and what it applies to, that the information that we was taught even about that star. So as we say, the Win Nam Yu, meaning new beginning or new human, because the process of the brain control and the molecules in the brain that we read from the Hebrew and the Aramaic, that we read from the right to the left. But coming into the Greek and the Latin, the words they call Anglo-Saxon or English, that they brought on a new energy, an energy that was, as you look at, again, your land, your language, your law, your love of oneself. So taking back the energy for yourself, to go into what? The dome, the word, the do me. So looking at the me do. So as you come into the room and strap yourself in to come into the reality of yourself, to come into, as you were saying, to learn that word, we're going to break down that teacher teaching. Why, in the school systems, as we look at the thinking, that when we look at the teachers, and I want to give the due to the teachers that's out there that put the energy into the teaching. But see, it's something in the DNA that the teachers are not teaching that's lacking. That the DNA, when you think about going to the systems of what the neutrons, electron, proton cells, that going to the thinking of the brain, those molecules. So that's why children see a new DNA that the teachers have to identify with. You cannot no longer teach those stories of what? The Christopher Columbus, that he discovered a world where a people lived. And then that word came devil, information that was forced upon. So as the awakening of the new seeds in the new when I'm you, with that new information, with that new DNA that's in our children and in their thinking. So as they connect with these words and they connect, as you say, you listen to the sound of the language, they know it's something missing. So that's why it's a disconnect in the brain. Why President Obama, again, put monies into the energies of the studies of the brain. Because when you come to the language of the chi, the language of the molecules that you see in your brain, in your own existence, something tells you that there's something other. And so the teachers are not connecting with that energy, but when you strap yourself in and the wind on you, we will give you the tools to open up that do me, Madam Shabazz.
Yes, sis, and one of those tools is exactly what we're talking about right now, the move on plus the remove equal the motion, and to immediately think of the opposite. Because when you take the challenge, when you take the charge of yourself and have enough courage to begin to cleanse yourself. That is the move on. So as you talked about the Christopher Columbus, that this is a cleansing time. Let's cleanse that lie out of the out to the opening. So if you, in even in cleansing a lie, you cleanse lies of oneself, because even those teachers who are participating in teaching that kind of a lie has to do some cleansing of themselves. And so they need to really, in order, if they want to evolve, this formula can help them to do some evolution of themselves and bring some people along with them. And particularly because you talked about the students, let it be the students who they're bringing along. By having the courage to no longer allow that kind of an existence to be said when it is absolutely untrue. So that is the move on part of how you can move on from a situation. Even in an emotional situation, even in a situation where you've had some things that have broken you, don't want to say broken your heart. That even in its vocabulary is not anything good that people should say. Someone broke my heart. How about someone gave you a lesson, a heart lesson to the heart? And if you have a lesson for your heart, you learn and keep moving. But if someone breaks your heart, now you must start to go back and repair something that has been broken. So you don't want to say those type of words into your existence. You want to have the right type of S-P-E-L-L in your life of words, because words shape and mold. So the move on will allow you to begin the cleansing part. And when you remove something, that means that you are replacing that emotion. And now you can start to introduce into your imagination the feelings of something new. Because if you know what it feels like to be degraded, then now instead of you using a degrading process for yourself and to others, you can try out something different. And I want to give an example of that. Let's say that you see someone walking down the street, and you say in your normal saying, you might say, "Ooh, man, that hat is whack. That person is all jacked up. What was they thinking about when they left the house?" That is coming out of your own creation. That is coming out of your own history. That is coming out of your own experience right there. Now, if you want a new experience, if you want to evolve to another place in your life, then immediately think the opposite. The opposite could look something like this or sound something like this. You might say, "That person was very expressive in that hat. Man, that made me laugh." What a difference in the energy that you will offer to yourself. And by offering yourself that kind of an experience, you will be trying it out in your imagination, because the mind will take it as real. This way you will know the emotion that is involved on both sides of the spectrum, that which that has been your experience and that which has not been your experience, but you're going to try it out so that you can understand, move from that level into an understanding, into an upstanding of a new emotion, meaning you're moving. That's the motion.
Well, yes,
now you have a behavioral system that moves you into the motion, into the internal land, L-A-N-D, the DNA. You will recreate, restructure your own DNA by moving your own university, by dropping the seeds of change into yourself to nourish your body, to allow yourself to have new behaviors. That is what we mean when we say move on plus remove equal motion, to immediately think the opposite. My sister, yes, ma'am.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Please,
ma'am. as you were saying in that word, motion and movement, because the molecule naturally in oneself, as everything in creation, has a natural movement. That's why when we look at the DNA of the egg acid and the sperm acid, and with that movement as they move together to create, going back to that word, love again. So what is the process of one's creation, how they think about the molecules in themselves? We go back to those words again of love and the word lust. Because in that movement, in that energy, in your DNA, so in that process of oneself from zero, as you said, to 5 years old, what is the love? What, or was it the love that even created the being? So as one begins to grow into the reality of oneself, as you said, being a baby, who gave that care? Who gave you your nourishment? Who gave you the outlook on how you see that word, L-O-V-E? Because how could that one word, and how did that one word, again, Madame Shabazz, in the motion and in the movement, that everything in one existence should say that I love it? So going back to that word live, and you turn it around, it's the word devil. So
yes.
They teach you what you should love the angel, so should then you love the devil too, since you love everything, Madame Shabazz.
Sis, what are the triggers of love? Even here, we have to look at the triggers of love. It's the behavioral actions that we have come up under. Rather, you go back to the history, or rather you go back to the religion, the rely on. So whichever one of those in either of those, and even in both of those, are the triggers of love. Because our triggers of love is about what happened to us. You know, so if you are a person that grew up in a house where you were criticized all the time, then that's a trigger for you. Then either somebody is going to trigger you to one side of the emotional scale or the other, because it is something that triggers you. It's like a stimuli. So the triggers of love is definitely something that we must begin to recognize. And sis, how can a person begin to recognize some of the triggers of love within themselves?
Well, yes, Madame Shabazz, as again, as we take in the molecules and the trimesters, we go from what, the 1 to 3, the 3 to 6, and the 6 to 9. But as myself, I was born in the 7th month. So even going into that development and the emotion that goes into those words again. And so as you break down, as you said, Madame Shabazz, how people see you, you know, how they view you, or how you see another person with that word connect or disconnect. And so putting in the filters where you said the triggers. Because, again, we have to examine and break down this word, L-O-V-E. Because if you take it as a trigger, and it's an emotion, it's a feeling, it's something natural, but then you look at, as you were saying, that going to an essence of a child, say a child from 0 to 5, and they see a mother and father, you know, loving and hugging, and they pick them up together. Oh, we love you so much. You know, you are our baby. You are precious to us. You have a meaning and an energy that we created. Oh, we just love. So that child, what, in the molecules, they learned that this emotion and this feeling is something natural and something that I should feel good about. Because people think that babies in the womb and come out of the womb that they don't have an energy until they're able to express it, you know, going 3-4 years old. But they learn in the essence being in the womb, and then that life comes out of the womb. Now, say that child comes out of the womb at 1, 2, 3 years old, is molested or sexually abused. So then what goes into the stimulant, as you said, in the being for the rest of the life, as you said, moving into motion? Because you always hear people saying having a problem. Well, you have to learn to move on with it.
But you have to, from the understanding to the upstanding, to learn that these molecules in this human being, these molecules are still alive. The thinking in the brain and the process of this feeling that that individual has, that it carries on. So when you tell a person to move on from what's bothering you or that energy that you have within you, you have to go back to the resources. You have to go back to see what energy that they're feeling, Madam Shabazz.
Yes, sis, and actually when you were explaining that, what I could equate it to would be a detoxification if you go on a detox, a food detox or juicing, or you use some kind of cleansing product or agency to cleanse out the body. And when you do that, sometimes you can feel really bad. Sometimes you can feel worse than you actually felt before you started to detox the body. And today I had an experience with a young sister who is detoxing her body, and she had started to feel some really, as she explained to him, some strange things happening to her body. And what I shared with her was that in the detoxification process, you have to remember that you are cleansing foods that had an energy that you took into your body based on your emotions at that time. And so when they're leaving your body, then many times you can have that same experience as they are detoxifying out of the body, so that what? Everything has energy. You still feel the energy that you're moving out of your body. So people say move on, because we don't have a formula, we don't have a process of how we move from one space to another. And that's very easy to see and easy to study. One of the things that you were saying about was that people don't even know that there is the energy in the womb, that they already are doing the shaping and the molding of the behavioral actions and the DNA coding when their babies are in the womb. And when you said that, my question came to my mind was, well, why don't they have that? That seems like such a basic elementary thing that any mother should have. Consider the fact that there's elementary colors, you know, the elementary colors, then something that's so elementary about having a child, how could a woman or a man not know that in the womb of their child is energy? And that made me realize that it's because of the school of thoughts that they have gone through. We have gone through schools of thought that have given us degrees. So they have D'd us down. They have dumbed us down. They have just put us into an illusion, so we can't even see or have the imagination to how life brings forward. It took us so out of the realm of nature that we have no imagination to the concept of how a seed really grows and how to nourish a seed. So I'm very excited to be on this journey with you, because here at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the new ATL, the Asiatic Talk Language, we would like to introduce the thought process that absolutely everything in life counts toward who you are. It doesn't matter if you thought that the wind blew past you, then it counted toward the existence of you. And if we pay attention to absolutely everything, even the buzzing of the bee, even the bite of the ant, even the pestering of the fly, everything in creation has something to do with how we are shaped and molded. Do you agree with that, my sister?
Well, yes, Madame Shabazz. Again, when they say, and the words that we use, let's examine these words, because when, as we use words to have what? An ID.
Yes.
So when it's said that you should love everyone, or people make that statement, I love everyone. But again, when it comes to that word angelic, or the word white, or the word pure, or like you said, the natural state of creation. You know, I love, or I love everyone, as I say again. So why doesn't everyone love the devil as well? Because if you say that word, look at the falsification and using that word to apply L-O-V-E to everything in one's existence. Because if you break it down again, if you're supposed to love everyone and everything, so the energy of a devil, what isn't that of a love too? So that's what we have to break down and examine this word and spend some time on the L-O-V-E, because it doesn't matter whether you're Muslim, Christian, or Jew, or atheist, or going into the four creatures of the universal principles, or we say stand on the square of what we say that we call into existence. So again, in that word, love, let's break it down again, Madame Shabazz, because again, when we say, well, they, or them, or as we say in the word of everybody, we should love everybody, then why is it war? Because it should be so easy then to stop the war. Because if everybody just loved everybody, and if you loved everybody in existence, well, what is the existence for war? Is that an energy, what they say? Well, we're in war because we're making sure that we stand firmly to protect what we have. Well, let's look at that love of the people again, going back 2.5 million years ago, right here in Texas. Was that a love or was that a hate that they used that word love for? That a people again show love. But what did they get in return? So let's look at these words of love that this country is founded on. Let's look at the slaughter in the word love. Does that word apply still after 700 years? That people still have to live on a reservation and can't cross different states in this United States, that states of was it love that they tell everybody that they should have, that was this country, was it founded on a falsification or an illusion of a love? When people extended that word love, and what did they get back? Again, a homicide and a genocide. Just again, look up the Trail of Tears. And why go back to that, Madame Shabazz? Because, again, the falsification of that word love, people say, well, I love this country. I stand for this country. Well, let's put this country on the square. Let's put this country on the square of what? The states that form, that call the United States. Let's look within these states and the love that was so-called founded in these states, in each state, that thousands of nations that was killed and slaughtered under that word what? That they showed love and in return what they got back. So that's why I said we have to go back and examine this word love that we apply everything to, Madame Shabazz.
Absolutely, my sister. And that brings us to our next section, which we're going to come back and talk about the evolution of the temple. Because in order for you to be able to look outside of yourself, you have to also go within, and or even as our ancestors have already left us instructions that we should know ourselves, to know oneself. So we're going to come back, and we're going to evaluate the temple, meaning the you, the I am, your internal universe, and see what we come up with from there. And then maybe we can come back from there, and as you talked about, looking at that word love again and do a deep analyzation on that and looking at the devolution and the evolution of that word love. So we will be right back.
Peace and love, sister. Root Mama's maternal care is here to meet your womb health needs. Root Mama has helped women all over the country improve their womb health, fertility, hormonal balance, self-esteem, and family life. Explore how our signature service and products can take your wellness to the next level and at a very affordable price. Womb health consultation, birth planning, labor and delivery support, postpartum care, belly dance, and much more. Discover how Root Mama's high-quality organic products will enhance your well-being. Herbal blends, body butters, healing jewelry, and much more. Visit us online today at www.rootmama.org. Join our Facebook page, facebook.com/rootmama. Call us anytime, 682-587-ROOT. Again, that number is 682-587-ROOT. Consider Root Mama your community doula. A nation can rise no higher than its woman. Every woman and family deserves a doula. Visit us online, www.rootmama.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the New ATL on the blogtalkradio.com. My name is Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and we are having a wonderful lesson today on love. L-O-V-E, love. Since we talk about...
I was also saying that when we break down this word love, and the reason that I have to break this word down, because when you look into, again, the land, the language, the law, to apply to that word love, when you go with the word government, now let's look at the love in the government, because we have to go back and look at that word love in the law. Because of 700 years, the same laws that was applied to that word that we're going to talk about, and the reason why I have to go back to this word, Jesus, and go back to this word, the Jesus love and the nigga love, because these are two most profound words that are used. And so we have to go into that word, because so many of our people say, well, yeah, I love Jesus, and I have to go into the love of Jesus. But you want to go into the love of Jesus, but you don't want to go into the love of nigger. Because that word nigger, that you look at the word Jesus, that word nigger applies to Jesus, because in that name of Jesus, of that love, we got hung, tarred, and feathered. So as, you know, it said to our children, well, we shouldn't use that word nigger. Because it applies to a hate. It applies to a crime. But we're not afraid to say that word Jesus, that we love Jesus. Again, you might as well say you love the devil. Because look at an evildoer in that word Jesus. Meant just us, the love of just us. Because Jesus' love was not a nigger love. So the people that they call nigger of the people what? Of the family that is so-called the word black people. So how can you say you cannot love the word nigger, that's a hate, and not saying that word Jesus, what it applies to, that energy that we love? Just like if we look in the word in Islam, that we look that we should love Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning to love Muhammad and all the prophets, but not love Bilal. The Ethiopian, the word that they call of the darkest of the buried, meaning the essence, of the essence of the darkness, that you should not love one of yourself. And again, in the total, that you see yourself of the Israel, when they speak about the people that the Creator gave the love to, the special people that had a special love and a special gift that came down to them. But again, to be ex-era of the true people of the Israel. So that's why I said that we have to examine this love in all avenues, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, my sister, absolutely. Because if we don't examine it from all avenues, then that means that we have not done the proper research. And that's why it's important that a person put themselves on the square, that you always be in the existence of knowing who you are, how you are, and how you appear to others. And that's very essential to you even having being able to bring into your imagination, bringing into your mindset the possibilities of what could be being done to you and what you can do for yourself. I would like to talk about the evolution of the tempo, and particularly with some actions that is mainly the number one consumer
in this entire United States, so just talk about the United States, that they call it the United States, is the woman, and that is the so-called black woman, is the one who spends most money in this country than any other person. And I want to talk about the evolution of our head, our hands, and our feet. And in doing that, let's look at the word head and also recognize that the head, of course, is the crown, and that in the head houses the brain, and the brain being so amazing, having two sides of itself, even to show us the beauty and the splendor of oneself. But if you look at the word head and you read it from the right to the left, it is D-A-E-D. And you should see that who is the da, the da, the da. The da could be who? It could be your dad, or it could be the da-ed, the da-ed. The da-ed of what? The ed is the education that you must have in your head. And then if you look at the word hand, H-A-N-D, you will clearly see that the hand houses the D-N-A. And the H is the representation of the life and the breath. And then if you look at the word feet, then you'll see that it is from the right to the left to if. Well, the T is what? Come back to the representation of oneself. The I, you can look at it as the I am. You can look at it as the two E-C. Even in the E-C, you heard of E-Fi. E-Fi meaning the splendor, the upstanding, the glory of oneself, even in the feet. And look how important it is for the hands and the feet. Even to the measurement of the head. When you come to this earth, they take your head measurements. They take a print of your hands, which is one of a kind. Only your fingerprints belong to you of the 7 billion people on this planet. No one else has it. Not even if you came through the womb first and then another baby followed you, being your identical. Not even do they have your footprint or your handprint. You come with your own distinctness in that. So every hospital takes that when you go and have a baby in a hospice place. This is what they take from you. And the question is, why is this a ritual that is done in every hospital? That's the question. Write that down. I'm going to say it again. Why is this a ritual that is done in every hospital? That's a question to examine for yourself. Now, I would like for you to follow me on this demonstration that I'm going to give now. And that is to look at yourself as a temple, meaning you are the most vital. There is nothing greater than you. You have no equal. Your equal cannot be found. I already just said that you got the most distinct handprints and footprints on the planet. They belong to you. That's your temple. Now look what we do with our temple. We allow people to sell us hair for the crown glory of ourselves, which is so powerful that many people often say that if you want to destroy something or someone, you have to take the head off first. And we hand over our precious dynamic heads with the crown chakra over to people like the so-called Asian people who do not have no love for us, who do not speak a language to us, who do not even live in the same land and territory that we live, who do not participate in financial exchange with us, but we give them our precious dynamic head. How about your hands? So magnificent that it has line maps to show you your DNA, how splendid you are. Open your hand up right now. Look in your hand
And notice that long line that is between your thumb and your index finger, the one that goes all the way around to connect to the wrist. They call that your lifeline, showing you your DNA, showing you the lineage of your people and your possible lineage if you do yourself right. So that is the power. And not only that, look, the hand is your solar system in your hand, just to name a couple of them. Your index finger being your leader. Nobody don't want nobody pointing their finger at them. Why? Because the index finger has power in it. It is the leader. It is the ambition. And when you get mad, what you do when you point that finger at somebody and then don't put it on their forehead and push the forehead? Oh, man, you about to fight. You know it's going down then. That's the power of the hand. Look at the next finger, the middle finger, your thinking finger, your energy system. That is your Saturn. You wouldn't look at the word Saturn. That's how much power is in your hand, your solar system. And look at your feet. They call them what? The soul. Why? The soul of your feet. Because you are talking about an energy vortex that keep you grounded on this earth. So very precious that every organ in the body can be stimulated through the hands, can be stimulated through the feet, and the reflex points in the body can be massaged and break energy up, giving you a healing, making you feel alive and wonderful again, touching on spots that you and your body didn't even, you had no idea that even were out of whack. So we go to the Koreans. We let them dance on our precious fingernails and put poison liquids on our hands. We let them go and massage our feet and put poison liquids on our toes. We let them use their energy systems, which have no love for us, no energy for goodness for us. The only thing they do when they massage you is say to your mind and your body every single time, bring me your money, bring me your energy, bring me that which you think is love. My sister.
Yes, Madame Shabazz, and that's why you so eloquently broke down the word love and the word temple. Because why in the temple, as we look at these words, the Moorish temple, and we look at the word, what is a powwow? Because first let's break down the word power, you know, power of love. Because the first of all, let's look at the power in love, the POW, prisoner of war in your own self, in your own reality. That the word ER means what? A place of healing, a place that you go within yourself to find yourself. And as you so eloquently broke down the word temple to go to the brain. Because let's break down that word brain. You see that word brain, you see the words B-R-A and the word N. So if you take the word N, the B-R-A, which in that word Ibrahim, that the word became Abraham, going back to the what star, going back to the love. And so again, as you break down these words of our land, of our language, of our law, and our love, and that's why we break it all down from the beginning of the creation. Because if we look at these two words of the love, what, in the Adam and the Eve, where is the love? Where did the love break down from the Adam, the Ha, and the Hawa? And it became that the fact that they was in a garden of peace, paradise, the word Jannah, meaning a place of peace and love. That the energy broke down, that now a snake came in, that the Creator now gave them love, gave them a feeling of paradise, you know, a safe place with each other to go within, to create. And then the Creator, as the story goes, created a snake and a tree with apples. But the doctor tell you, well, what, eat an apple a day, and you'll keep that doctor away. Because
look at that, Madame Shabazz,
where did the love that the Creator now says, well, I'm going to give you love, but then I'm going to create a snake to come in the garden to make confusion,
going to take that love, and again, as you said, to put it on that word man, but to add with the W-O, that became the woman. And again, on that energy, why in society, in relationships, that some men say, well, you women made us fall from the garden. So that's why I have the right to do what I do to you, the way I think about you. Because where did that love start? And then why would the Creator make that love stop? Why would he make that love a negative and put on a woman that the woman is the womb? And look at the snake. So the snake actually got up and talked to Eve that to make her what? A deceiver. So where did this story come from as we're talking about love? Because where's the love in this story? And so that's where we go back to the beginning and creation of time, that we're in a new existence of that word information. We are in a new existence of that word what? Teach. A teacher teaching. Because even we break down that word T-E-A means tea what? Boston Tea Party. Going back to the word what? Massachusetts. Going back to the massacre of the killing again of that word of the woman then in the beginning of her love for a man, that she showed no love because she broke a code. She broke a feeling. She broke an emotion. And that was a connect. That became a disconnect. That was passed down from beginning of all time and even today in relationships. So that's why we have to go back, Madame Shabazz, to beginning of the essence of that word, L-O-V-E, for people to see a new evolution in that word. We don't want to have a disconnect. We want to have a connect, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, my sister, and that's why we're calling on 2.5 million sisters to lock arms with us, those who have the courage and the wherewithal to bring about a change in this existence as we know it now. Join on to us, my sisters. Lock hands with us so that we can be the forerunners in making sure that you and I and the generations to come are set forward into the new existence of the paradise. Sis, I want to go back to something that you were talking about, which is the apple and the snake. And I always find this story to be so very fascinating. It actually, I think, is very humorous, this whole story about the apple and the snake and all of this. I mean, there's so many versions of it. But what I want to say is that, one, is that the apple a day is what is told, but I don't find a lot of people that eat an apple a day because, one, because we're programmed to do the opposite of everything. So if I say eat an apple a day, then most people are not going to even eat no apple a day. They may buy some apples. I see people let apples rotten in their house, and then they don't even know that they should take the apples and take them back and throw them into the earth and let them compost into the earth, go back to the natural elements of what we're supposed to do. But being an apple has so many great nutrients and everything that is within itself, and that the apple comes in different types. I think it's probably maybe over 20 different type of apples and itself. So I wonder what kind of tree was it? Was it a Jonathan apple? Was it the Fuji tree? Was it the green apple tree? So was it the red delicious apple? So Willie, what kind of a tree was this?
These pomegranate.
These are questions that we must ask ourselves, because now is the time to evaluate what we really think that we rely on, that we believe, because the information that has been given to us has been given to us by a program type, for example, of the Willie Lynch. I want to come to that, but let me go to the snake real quick and just say that, wow, how about the essence of the snake? Poor snake. Snake is being, if the snake was so bad, the question I say is, why is the medical profession using such a poor snake? Because the majority of those people who practice medicine in this country, many of them
follow under the philosophy of Christianity. And if the snake was such a bad animal, or then why is the snake on the Caduceus? Is that how you say it? I think that's the proper way to say it. See, this language gets really crazy sometimes. I can mess up some words. That's why I need a new language. So come on, y'all, help us get a new language. We need something new.
Myself so come as well.
Yeah, come on with it.
Stand on that square.
Yes, but if the snake was so bad, why is it still being used? And why is it that in the laboratories across this world, in the research centers, do they have snakes in there and they're testing the poison of the snake and using the poison in forms of medicine? So if it is so bad, why are you using it? And if it's so bad, then why are you wearing snake skin shoes? You know, if it was if the woman did all of that stuff, you know, and she tricked everybody, then and then if the woman was such a bad trick and such, you know, as she is, but so according to their story, then why is it that no matter how she presents herself, rather she's covered up where you can't see her eyes, rather she again is, you know, maybe have on something where you could see both cheeks, having on a G-string, or it doesn't matter. Why is it that she still is on the bottom? If she was so cold-blooded and taking things in her own control and she had mixed up everything, or even to this point of this conversation, well, because she was so, I guess, disobedient, and the man had nothing to do with this disobedience in the protection, then that explained the question that I had last week, which I don't have an answer for. I'm waiting for some brother to come to the square and give me an answer to the question, why is it that the woman is not being protected?
Yes, madam.
That was the question that is still in the square. We need some answers. We need some brothers to communicate that. We need some sisters to communicate that, too, so that we can be able to look and evaluate. I have some reasons why, so I want to talk about them. So, but I need to have a dialogue so that it can be a conversation, and I have the opportunity to list into the conversation about the snake. Just let me go back to something really quick. We're talking about the evolution of tempo. And talk about, real briefly, you were going through some things, and I was like the Woolly Lynch.
Yeah.
See, that Woolly Lynch is what would allow a sister to go and allow the Asian people to handle her head, her hands, and her feet. Because that self hatred that has been put in us, rather the Woolly Lynch, some people say it was never a Woolly Lynch letter or not. It was real because of the dynamics of what is spent into the energy of the universe.
Well, Madam Shabazz, to answer what you're saying, Madam Shabazz, because if you look at the story of the Woolly Lynch and the Jim Crow laws, that they said that if you take what the people were so-called in the slave people that was enslaved, where the word nigger and Jesus again apply, that the fact if you take those people and you put one against the other, you feed one, as they said on the slave ships, that if you feed one and don't feed the other, how the hate that they will have, that it will grow inside of them. So as they pass on their next DNA from generation to generation, they will have no love of themselves. They would have no trust of themselves. And the fact that if you look 300-400 years later, that they will still have a disconnect in ourselves. Because it's said so many times that I hear people say, well, why is it that other people can love each other? They can live 12 and 13 and 30 in the house, get along, sleep on the floor, do what they have to do, that they have a connect with each other. So why is it that the people that the so-called people call black, and as I say that word again, was a curse word for us, why is the fact that we still have such a distrust for each other? You know, they call it crabs in a barrel, as you said, and like with the man, where was Adam? He was supposed to be the word in the Hebrew and the Aramaic, the Khalifa, meaning the one that they call king, or that word Khan in the word again of consciousness.
So planting the seed, Madame Shabazz, as you said, with the seed, the homeschool that we do to plant the seed. So the seed dropper, why we are called even the seed droppers, because planting that new seed, where was that caliper and protection in that brother that he was supposed to have for the Eid? So as you said, again, breaking down stories, breaking down information, the hidden messages and languages and words and how we apply them to ourselves. Because that disconnect, again, comes in what? In that DNA, in the brain thinking again, in the molecules that tells you that when you see something of an ID that look like yourself, that definition that you give, like I said, in this country, President Obama, whoever is the president, they signs into the law, September the 17th to the 23rd, they sign what? In the year of our Lord. So in that year of our Lord, what Lord are they talking about? Since they said that principle of the word Lord, because that love in that word Lord, well, let's go back to the word Lords. Who were the lords of the land? That of the Crusades that came in the word that we break down love in that word war and why war still exists and looking at the love in the war, because it doesn't have to be war again. But the illusion that they tell people, well, we are the protectors, so we have to fight. But you're fighting for what? And you're fighting whose love and whose law? And that's why, Madam Shabazz, that we take it from the love and go back to the law, that goes back to the language, that goes back to the land, that we have to strip the layers. As Sister Dion so eloquently stripped the layers of the uterus. We have to go back to the womb and re-examine the layers of the information, and that's what we'll call the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network with the Win I'm You with the new ATL.
Yes, my sister, talk about triggers of love. You just spit it down.
Why you as well, Madame Shabazz.
Triggers of love, even in what we're talking about now, the evolution of the temple. Go back to the Woolly Lynch, the Jim Crow, the Adam and Eve story, the Lord, the Muhammads, and all of these things have given us some of the triggers of how we behave in our love relationships. So it still comes back to the history, as you talk about,
Yes. May I say this again, as you said, just what you said, right on point, the religion and the history. And I would just like to say to my Muslima Saidas out there, the sisters that who cover with the purdah, so you have to go back into the information, which the book that they called the Quran, that was K-O-R-A-N, that became Q-U-R-A-N. And again, how man tells you that you have to cover yourself with the purdah, meaning just to show some of you sisters, just showing your eyes. Sisters, first of all, that is not love, because the purdah did not come for the woman. If you go into, as in reading the Quran, that if you lay down the law in the love, it says that the sister, you can show your hands, your face, and your feet. So that covering that came about, what, a control and power that says that the treatment of the woman, and going back to the prophet as he and his people and his nation, that he comes from the tribe of the Israel, meaning the Ethiopian, meaning the Bantu, as Gaddafi. As we go into Benghazi, the people of Benghazi, since everybody wants to stand, let's take a stand on that Benghazi. Let's go into the history of the love of Benghazi with America, because this is where we have to start, with the love in America with all nations, so we can stop the war. Because in Benghazi, even that word, Prophet Muhammad, why they didn't want you to see his face? Because he was of that culture, that word called of blackness. Bilal, the one, the caller of prayer to the Kaaba, the Messiah. If you go back into the information, who the Messiah was and the information of the Messiah's land. So these are the laws, again, that we talk about the love while we have to start from the beginning, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, my sister, in the beginning is with oneself, because even all of those things are still outside of the realm of the existence of yourself. So if we keep looking only outside of ourselves and not going deep into the internal aspect as to who we are, the reason that we here at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network are speaking of these type of things that we have relied upon is because they have given us an illusion, a falsification as to who we are. And we're going to talk about that. When we come back in our next section, we're going to talk about the evolution, the illusion, and the falsification of what has been given to us in this balance that we call love. And so we need to look in within ourselves continually. And we're only showing the things that are outside because it is those outside things that has given us the existence of who we are supposed to be according to what he has said. That's why we are here, her historians, telling you to get back into the history of yourself. Go into your book. Write your book right now. You are the book. Again, you have no equal. Your equal cannot be found. You are tuned in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network. I am Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and we will be right back.
Here's what I'm gonna do when I find it. That's what I'm gonna do if I get it. If I find love
again. Oh my goodness, finding love. Everyone wants to find love. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the New ATL. My name is Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is online with me is Madam Heaven. My sister, I'm going to take a call, and I see someone has their hand up, so are you there with me?
Yes, Madame Shabazz.
Excellent. All right. Well, hold on just for a very quick moment, my sister. I have 214-6560. Your call is live. Do you have any questions, comments, or observations for us today? Well, just raise your hand back up again when you're ready to come in. If you have any questions for us. All right, my sister. Well, evolution, illusion, falsification, Where is the balance of love? Does it add up? Does it equate? Come on, my sister, we're going to look at the love, and on that side of love, we want to do this. If you all can follow us, here's what we want to do. Make a line down and a line across like you're making a cross. You're going to do a little chart. And on the chart, on one side, write L-O, and in parentheses, write the word devil, D-E-V-I-L. And on your line of the middle line, on the other side of it, you write the letter V-E, or if you like, you can read it from the right to the left, meaning E-V. And write the word lived, L-I-V-E-D, meaning the opposite way of devil, reading it from the right to the left. And underneath those categories of the L-O and the devil, write the word devolution. Spell it the way you want. This is your world. You spell anything the way you want to. This is your world. You spell what you hear. That will give you what you need if you spell what you hear. And on the other side, evolution. And we're going to talk about how this works and that love, because we're saying that love has two energies. It's that one word that we all talk about so much, but how could love only be good? It has to be good and bad, because people practice love in the name of war. So, and people practice love in the name of violence against one another. People practice love in the name of lies and deceit. So the love energy has both. So is it mathematically possible to love everyone? If so, then you are in contradiction of yourself, because you have to be on one side or the other side of the spectrum of love. This is mathematics. 1 + 1 = 2. That's why in the universal concept of Christianity, 1 + 1 + 1, which is the 3, cannot equal 1. That don't even, when you say that, if you say that like that in your head, you just already should be confused, because it does not, that's not a mathematical formula that is in the spectrum of how mathematics works. So, sis, if you would please go ahead and elaborate on this equation and the balance, the evolution, the illusion, and the falsification, and the balance of this love.
Well, yes, Madame Shabazz, I would love to. And as you said, going back to the word of Ha and Hawa, and how the fact that they were supposed to have a love in the garden of the emotion of everlasting feeling with each other, and then came in an energy that destroyed that feeling of that emotion. And again, going into that story, as you said, the illusion, the falsification, to put again on the woman of the womb that energy of a negative love. So if they want to say that the DNA passed down from first woman. So let's go back to the beginning, and let's go back to the energy in oneself. Because again, as they say, the woman was created. And when I say they say, because we have to go back, break it down again. The love in the land, the love in the language, the love in the law, and the love in the evolution of oneself in that word what? His story. That's why you have, when we dropping the seeds, Madame Shabazz and Madame Heaven, dropping the seeds, the new seeds, in the Wenamu of a new beginning of creation. Because we were not created, even as they say, and going back again, who is that we say, that they say, that the woman even came from the existence from a rib of a man? We did not come from a rib of a man. The Creator gave the man his existence, and gave what? The man with the W-O her existence. And so that's why if anyone had a rib, it would be the woman, because we are the creators of the life that brings forth life. That's why we call it Mother Earth and the universal principles or laws. You know, explain it to that word of her
again. So this is why this is in the when they said the 21st century. That's in his story. But in the 22nd century, you have what? Her story. In the fourth millennium, not the third. Because, again, going from existence of time, that you have to break down where did that word in century and millennium that started the love. And we have to break down words, and we want our audience to know. We give information. This is what we do. We examine. This is what we do. We pick up a book. We do the research. We examine the words in the language. So it's not to put an attack on anyone. It's to wake you up to your own reality and existence, that the words that we all use and how we connect and disconnect with words and languages. And if we can get to that point of the essence, what that word of L-O-V-E in that emotion, we would not have any war. They will put down the gun. It wouldn't be right here in Texas that it's an open season. Yes, you come here. We have many guns going back 2.5 million years ago that the people who had, as you said, sister, one creator, mean a mono, mean one, that word yom. And the word Maliki Yom Adin, meaning the master, we didn't even use words like that because the creator was all that in existence of all things that became an energy that was forced upon the people. And I say us because I am a Manitoka Asiatic Moor. I am a warrior. That's right. I'm an Ananunawak, meaning the people who stand up and still standing up after thousands of years of being homicide and genocide, that I have the love, that I was taught in the powwow, that the love for myself in my DNA. And that's why we have to go back and examine that real love in your existence of yourself, Madame Shabazz.
Yes, my sister, and in that examination, I'd like to go back to the head, the hand, and the feet, and look at where does that lie on this chart. Is that a low devolution? Is that a evolution where one is lived and evolving into the evolution of oneself? Because if you are taking the energy, your money, your time, and your entire being to someone to get your nails done, for someone else to care for your hair that may or may not be your hair but could be the hair of some other human person, which means that it too is powered by some force of energy. And even in the hair itself, what energy was put into the just the purchasing of anything there. Where does that come from? Is that the energy of someone that wants to be alive or want to live into their own creation, into their own evolution, or is that a programmed activity that falls under the devolution of oneself? It falls under the category of one of them. So in that action that we take, we just ask the question. Let's ask the questions of ourselves, any action that you're taking. If you like to buy very, very expensive clothing, whose activity is that? Where did you get it from? Did you get that from the devil, meaning that which is D-E-V-I-L, the action and the behavior of the devil system? Is that an action that come over there, or is it an action to go on the other side and you have evolved into buying a reasonable shoe and taking the other money and put it away? Because essentially it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And you have people who are seniors at this time who have kept nothing, and now they are dependent upon some form of support of someone else, which they say that they worked in this system, so it's their money, but you don't have free access to anything that you want to get. So I have found that in that essence of those people who have purchased. Now you're in your 80s. In your mind, you're thinking that your transition from this form is nearly up, but yet you still holding on
You holding on to a dresser set that you had, you know, when you was in your 20s. You holding on to that fine car that you bought. You paid $20,000, $30,000 for the car. And not to think that you have grandchildren that are coming up behind that car. Not to think that you can give the refrigerator to a new family who is coming about so you can share the wealth. Because nothing, no one has ever taken anything off this planet when they have left. No one has even taken a mustard seed, and you must look into the mustard seed and write it down, and you will see that the mustard seed tells you in its hidden message that you M-U-S-T, you must, S-E-E, you must see. Therefore, the question
is,
who or what should we be putting our precious concentration on? Should we be putting our concentration on the fine hair, the fine hands, and the fine feet that you are giving to someone else? They take that energy. They in there burning their incense, and you call people who are like Madam Heaven and I. We may be called witches, which is nothing but the mother wit, the wit of the chi, the mother who has always practiced the great energy.
You may say
she's practicing voodoo, but we walk the same sisters who holler glory, hallelujah, Lord have mercy. You go into the Korean shop with a Buddha in the corner. They burning incense, and they offer food and everything to the Buddha, and you still let them put their energies on you. How contradictory is that? So now, what kind of action is that? Is that an action on the side of the devil? Because on the devil's side, there's tricks. There's falsification. There's the false illusion that is on the devil's side. Or will you come over to the Jinnah, to the evolution of oneself, and get out of the power of being a prisoner of war and get yourself into the ER, to the emergency room, to redeem yourself? That's what we want you to see and be looking at here on the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network. My sister, go right ahead, please.
And yes, Madam Shabazz, to add to what you were saying, let's look at the agreements in love. Because, again, going back to this country, when everyone says, well, I love this country, I'm protecting this country under a false sense and an illusion. Because, again, look at it, I say again, why the word Mexico is not a part of those states that the union of the love. Because going back to that word slavery and going back to the same laws in the government, and as long as those same slave laws, the hate laws, that is not love of this country. Because when you say, I pledge my allegiance, that I give my love, I give my life, I give my oath in the name of love. Who are you pledging your allegiance to? Who is your emotion attached to, going to, in the name of war, not love? So let's look at this word again, L-O-V-E, because the word is supposed to be a protector. The word is supposed to be an energy that I feel even safe when I say the word, that I would give my whole self to, I would give my whole life to. So let's look at and examine again this L-O-V-E used for all existence of all things, and that, again, you should love everybody, or to say those words, I love everybody. To look at the word, again, the angelic word supposed to be white, that I love. Look at the darkness of the word black that I'm supposed to hate in the name of love again. Because the reality, when we look at ourselves, who taught us to love, that a false love, that a false illusion, that's a falsification even of that word, that it does not exist in the universe, in the mathematical equation, that you can love everybody and everything. Because I say again, if it was, for surely you would even love the devil, Madam Shabazz.
Yes, my sister, and that's why we want to challenge people to study. Look even at that word, S-T-U-D-Y, and read it from the right to the left, and you'll see that it's Y-D-A-T. Well, you know, sometimes Y is I. So I, that, D, that is that. Is that is the serpent in you that must study. You always got to go back to the self. We are the serpent people. We are the spiral of life. It is the love in ourselves that we must find in order for us to be evolved. And the best way, the easiest step to take, is to put your feet in nature. Go out and visit the sun. Allow nature and the sun to connect you back to that essence which can heal, restore, regenerate, and bring you alive so that you will be in the lived category. You will see life from a different perspective when you get out into nature, because therein is where the ancestors will talk to you. The ancestors will open up your DNA coding. Because you will allow your feet, your souls, to be connected to the land of Mother Earth, which will give you some of the DNA, that which we are missing. Will open up your soul to the magnesium or all the minerals of the universe when you put your feet in the dirt. So that
and
is
yes,
a simple solution.
And yes, madam, heaven, as you was talking about getting back to the creation, and that's why it's a new stake, a new snake, I say, in the garden, because as we call ourselves historians, this is in the Asiatic language, that this is the year of the negra, this is the year of the snake, this is the year of the historians telling his story, and that's why we welcome you in on this mothership of the relationships, of the universal ships, of the universe, because what is a ship? Let's look at the Star Trek. It went into the galaxies. This is only one planet in existence of the thousands. That why they call us alien beings in the word of the love to say that we should love everyone and everything in existence. Because I just want to say for those that's out there that have a connection, when people say the word that soulmate, that I'm trying to find my soulmate. Because that essence, again, of that word, L-O-V-E. And so I like to say that what is that essence, that bonding energy that people call L-O-V-E? Again, you're supposed to love the angel, but then again, you're not supposed to love the devil. So as you were saying, the falsification in words and the hidden messages, Madame Shabazz.
Yeah, we shouldn't be afraid of the word ship, sis, as you looked at it. Well, we were the travelers. We were the travelers of the land. We traveled in all kinds of ships. Space
Come
ship,
on with
girl
it.
Ship, astral ship, mother ship, father ship. Womb ship.
Come
we
on with it,
Madame Shabazz. So we should not be afraid of a ship. We are the ship. You are the book of the ship. And if you look at the word ship, then you'll see, let's look at it first, you'll see the S and then you see the word hip. Or you see the sh and you see the word it. There you should see that one, the hip is the rotation of the earth.
Yes.
Again, we come back to what we talked about last week, rotating and realigning the body, getting up, moving the hips, moving them around, going back to the 360 degrees essence of oneself, back to the number 9, so that you can see yourself. And if you read it from the right to the left, then you'll see that it is pi, P-I. Now you come back to the
yes,
to the magnificent part of yourself, the numeric side of yourself, and you see the H meaning the representation of, again, the life and the breath of oneself. Again, back to the S, the serpent of oneself. Or even, you know, that the S is also the number 5, looking at the category of standing on the square and putting yourself, the one single one on the square, is the 5 within yourself. Don't be afraid of the ship. We got to get on the ship. Don't let them blank your mind out because they want to talk about a slave ship. Go with them on the slave ship. Let's talk about the word slave, where the word slave come from, and really who even gave you the ship. Who showed you how to make a ship? Who were the manufacturers of the ship? Who was the one who brought the whole concept to the ship, to the planet?
Yes, Madame Shabazz.
That's where we want to go.
Break
so
it
we
down.
Go to the words. Go to the depths of the word. Go and look down now and be able to bring yourself to your loyal royalty. That's what we do here at the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network. We drop seeds so that they can grow. We nourish them with the finances of the words. That's the money. That's why they said that the word is the sword, because it is that part of us that can bring out the desires. You want change? Make a change. You must make a change, and the change takes place in the courage of one's heart. When you remove that fear, which is our greatest enemy. And I said that there were some steps. That is, one, to get back to nature. Two is to allow the sun to be on you. And three, face your fears every day. And you face your fears by telling yourself 13 times a day or 13 times in a setting. But either way, stand on the 13 every day and tell yourself how great you are. I am great. I am who I am. I am the one with me. I am. Tell yourself that every single day and uplift the cells and the vibration in your body. Soon you will see that you will be a new person. You want to be born again? Well, come on this mothership, because we have the ER room set up for everybody. You don't have to be a prisoner in war. We have the power. It is all within ourselves, my sister. Madam Heather.
Yes, Madam. Yes, Madam Shabazz. And as we even break down, when you was talking about the crown and you was talking about the essence of the temple, but let's go to that crown of the Historians. Let's even go to that word Sheba, that she was what? The essence. She was not the word queen, because the queen comes again from the Latin and the Greek. She was an empress. And what? She had what? What, queendom, not a kingdom. And in fact, the word was not Sheba, the word was Sheba, from the word Sheba, that the ZZ, we are no longer sleeping. When you come on this ship, you will definitely wake up to the essence and the reality of yourself. Because, yes, we set you in, because we don't want you to fall off. So come on in and get yourself some. Come on in to the Israel. Come on in to the beginning of a new Eve and new the new Adam, that the word is mother. So let's mud up. So let's mud up. Let's bring the clay together. Let's come into the essence of a new molding and the shaping of the do me, where the word is the dome and the word breakdown of do me. Come on in the essence of the dome room and get yourself some, Madame Shabazz.
Thank you, my sister, and we will take a short break. You are tuned into the blogtalkradio.com. Here we are, the mighty Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the Winnum U with the new ATL. I am Madam Shabazz, and my co-host is Madam Heaven, and we will be right back. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Seed Dropper Homeschool Network, the When I'm You with the New ATL. I am Madam Shabazz, and my wonderful co-host is Madam Heaven. My sister, thank you so much today. We have had a fantastic lesson, and I always enjoy my time with you when we come on Wednesday. So I'm totally grateful for you, and I'm grateful for our audience that have tuned in, those who have been online with us live here at the studio, and those who are tuned in to us, listening to us by the way of the internet. We certainly appreciate you today, your energy and your wherewithal to spend some time with us and share with us the divine energy and the life and breath that you have within yourself. My sister, is there some words that you want to leave us today around the word love?
Well, yes, Madam Shabazz, I would love to extend the same energy to you. One of the most dynamic sisters on the planet, the sisters who saw the vision of the seed to bring into the new growth. That's what we're asking for, the 2.5 million sisters to join and to lock, because we are the new wombs of the essence of the new seed droppers. And I would even like to say to my sisters that call themselves the MGT, the Muslim Girl Training, I want you to wake yourself up and come on this ship and become what? A Muslim woman in training. Because it's time for the seed, the new seed to be planted. It's a new time for a new seed to have the womb of the opening. My Muslima Saidas, my sisters, that I would love for you to come on and join and lock together, because we are the new wombs. We are the new information systems. So come on in, as we said, to the historians and those stories, and come into the new century, come into the new millennium, come into the new When I'm You, come into the new ATL, Madam Shabazz.
Yes, thank you, my sister. And we are available for bookings, for lectures and seminars. Drop us a message. You can give us a call at 214-329-8214. Again, you can give us a call at 214-329-8214. We come to your home. We can visit you anywhere that you need to be visited. We are available for you. For any bookings that you would like, so we can do come in and do word etymology as well as name etymology, because then, of course, it's back to the land of oneself, the DNA. That's why it's so precious that we began to start to recognize ourselves so that we can know ourselves when we see ourselves. So I just want to say that it's very important that you began to love yourself. One of the great ways to love yourself and to recognize that you are worthy of loving is to turn off the television so that you can catch and be in touch with your own vision of yourself. Not one that is given to you because they make money on you. Not one is given to you because if you use their hair dye, then they too make a dollar or two. Not one, too, who sells you the brand of deodorant when you can use baking soda. The work is same. Not one that tells you to eat meat when meat only destroys the essence in the cells of the body. Not one who tells you that you should have a car because it's a sexy man or a sexy woman involved in it, but a car that makes economic sense, an automobile that makes economic sense for you and the earth. Not one who tells you that you should have the baddest home in the land, get a home that even in, if you're not even existent, that your children can carry it on from generation to generation. So we are totally grateful to you for tuning in to us on this wonderful Wednesday. And we'll be here at the same time, same place, here on Blog Talk Radio next Wednesday. The call-in number 323-927-2927. We appreciate your love, and we honor you with much respect. Until next time, live in abundance. My sister, peace and love, and I evolution you.
And I evolution you as well, Madame Shabazz.
Peace and love.
Manataka, assalamu alaikum, shalom. Como esta, mi negro, señor, señorita. Pali Buvense, we bring all universe on this mothership until you tune in to next week. We want you to share the universal L-O-V-E.
Visit us at our website at www.cdropcongonetwork.com and be ready to take off with us on May 29th. Peace and love.
Peace and love.